Hi, everyone. My name is Violet, and today I am with Miss Gigi Sweets. So hello to everyone listening today. Welcome to the Money in Triple X podcast for creators by creators in the adult industry. We are brought to you by Minx Digital. Check us out for all of your creator course and marketing service needs. Our website is minxdigital.com, M-I-N-X-X-X, or follow us on all social channels, Minx Social, which is M-I-N-X Social. So I am your host, Violet Winter, and today we are once again joined by my very close friend in the industry, Gigi Sweets. She is known as blonde Y2K bimbo of a little porn clip world that we are in, and she is also a two-time AVN and one-time XBiz creator nominee. She does basically everything in the adult industry. And yeah, so Gigi, how did you start in the adult world, and what's the rundown of your career?
Well, I started fresh out the gate at 18. I was working like two jobs in high school, and I was like, this is not cutting it. I am not working two jobs anymore. So she decided to go a little wild, and she made some online accounts and came up with a new name for herself and just tried to build a whole, I guess, community, I guess. And it worked out in the long run because here I am.
For that. What are the kind of like primary platforms that you use and that you tend to use, and which ones kind of like make you the most income?
Well, my main two platforms, I would say, are ManyVids and OnlyFans. Those are my ones that I'm most interactive on, the ones that I check my messages on every single day. But I also am also very active on LoyalFans and Fansly. Those are also a couple fan sites that I have that I check my messages on very frequently and have a pretty good income from as well. So those are my favorites. Those I feel like are really user-friendly and very popular amongst, you know, buyers and models themselves. I feel like a lot of people really like those sites, and I like them too. So yeah, I feel like those four are my top four.
Wonderful. And since I believe you're probably one of our first creators on this podcast that do ManyVids, and you're doing ManyVids. Like, I see you. You got a lot of stuff. You're very dedicated to the craft. Explain to me kind of what are your favorite things about ManyVids, and what are your least favorite things, and how long you've been on ManyVids.
I've been on ManyVids since February 2019, so quite a while now. And I really love how user-friendly it is. It's very, you can get everything on there. You can get clips, you can subscribe to a fan site, you can buy items like panties and other things like mailables. I think that is so cool. And you can also do things like customs or fundings for like a big giant goal over time. They just have every single thing that you could possibly imagine all in one platform. And that's definitely my favorite thing about them, is that it's all in one spot and you don't have to have your members go to all these different places just to do specific things. They can just do it in one area.
Love that. And then compared to the other websites do you use, is there anything that people that are new to ManyVids should be aware of? Like, is there anything like kind of confusing that you might want to like give advice towards?
Actually, one of the biggest things I would say is kind of confusing for on a buyer's end. I've had a couple buyers come to me with this issue personally, is that with items, especially panty items, if you want to get multiple items, like mailable items, you would have to check them out individually, rather than you can't add multiple items to a cart and check that out, which is kind of a waste of time. But hopefully they fix that in the future, because I know that some people have been saying stuff to them and they said that they're working on it. So fingers crossed that ManyVids is listening to everyone and is going to do what they say.
Exactly. Wonderful. And with OnlyFans, Loyal Fans, Fansly, what website do you tend to gravitate towards the most? Or like which one do you think is the most user-friendly if someone were to start out and not know which one to begin on?
For just a website like Fansly, Loyal Fans, and OnlyFans, I personally would say Loyal Fans is great to start out on because it has really good internal traffic, whereas with OnlyFans and even Fansly, you do have to rely on building outside traffic, like from Twitter or Instagram or whatever platforms you're on. You have to build outside of that to get people to there. Whereas with Loyal Fans, when you post, like the second you post, you're right on the front page as active models for like that whole time. And anybody can see it. It doesn't matter what rank you are, how many followers you have. Like, you just got to figure out the good times to post when people are most active.
Ooh, love that. And what time do you think is a good time?
For me personally, I'm in Pacific Standard Time. I usually like to post around 7 or 8 p.m. because that's when, like, you know, the men are coming home from their jobs. They just finished dinner. They're winding down, getting into bed, and checking their little porn sites. So I think that's a really good time to try and grasp them.
I personally have started using Loyal Fans. Like, I did a quick rundown of it in our Minx course, and I agree with you. Like, that, I mean, like,
yeah,
I'm not on it enough that I've, like, made any money, but it's good. Like, and it's just, like, the user, the interface.
I've been actually doing really well. Like, each month, I've been making a little more than the last month, and I'm like, ooh, I'm really getting the hang of this. Ooh. I'm like, yeah.
Yay! And it's so easy. Like, if anyone's like started out with OnlyFans or something, like one, and like OnlyFans, you know, there's pros and cons to OnlyFans. And if you want to expand a different website, you already have all that content made. So if you move over to another website, yeah.
Yeah. It's really good because it's like the most popular. That's what everyone goes to when they think, oh, I'm going to subscribe to a girl. They think OnlyFans. So it's always good to have at least a page, even if it's not your most active, because you will get subs to it, no matter what. You'll at least get one
exactly.
Sub.
eggs in all the baskets. But yeah, you can always like queue up stuff on other fan sites. So, you know, you could do the same, you could recycle things, and it's different audiences, which is really, really cool. So great tip to any new creators or people that are already creators. How do you, since you've been in this industry for quite a few years now, how do you keep regulars around? What are some tips and tricks with that?
Well, I have like a community Discord server that helps with that. I talk to them on a frequent basis. Like, pretty much every day I send at least a couple messages in my server to check in on everyone, see how they are doing and stuff like that. And I also host like events in there, like movie nights and game nights. And it's really fun to really keep your community together and just as a whole, rather than, I guess, keeping it individual and one-on-one, which is also good. And there are guys who prefer more one-on-one, and that's, you go about it the same way. Just talk to them every single day. Just when, obviously, if they're worth it and they're actually paying you, do not waste your time on the people who are not paying you, who True. Just want one-on-one. You gotta know. If you have a regular, you know that mm-hmm. they're about it. So yeah, I feel like we just know. So yeah, that doesn't mean just talk to every guy. Yeah, exactly. Amazing. Like the guys that you always see in your sales, like
yeah,
those guys.
They're dedicated and they enjoy you for not just your looks, but your personality as well, which is super cool.
Exactly. Like if you see their username and stuff constantly popping up, then mm-hmm. those are the
engage. I totally get that. Especially with OnlyFans, some of them I'm like, damn, like I found my OnlyFans for like a little over a year now. And I'm like, damn, you've been on the whole time. I'm like, boy, I'll just like send you random stuff. Like, thanks.
Literally, I'll like click on a guy's profile because I notice their name popping up a lot. And then it'll be like subscribed for 3 years. And I'm like, so you just suddenly became super active now? You've just been lurking and now he's just like ding, ding, ding. Love it. We love it. Sometimes they just need a little time to warm
Absolutely.
Up. Exactly. Like, hi, I'm here.
I'm here. I exist. Hi. I'll talk to you. I'm a person. So I promise.
Yeah, it's so weird. I actually am a person. I will respond to you.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, I don't bite, but like maybe a little. But like, hey, if you're paying, I'm a bite less. Only if they want that. I'll go for it. Yeah, Discord's really interesting. How long have you had your Discord for?
I actually have had it for quite a while, since like 2019, I think, but it was inactive for a long time, and I recently just revamped it in like 2021, and then I like put a bunch of different roles and categories and everything, basically just like fully revamped it, and now it's like super, super active, and I have people talking in there every day, and it's yeah, really awesome.
I'm in your Discord, like it's popping in there, like it's very impressive. So definitely, like if people start off with like that gamer girl thing first, like it is like, and you already have that Discord and you move over to sex work, great community. It's already built in. People already kind of know that. I know that that's kind of like a tunnel. And didn't you?
They're kind of intertwined, I feel.
In a way, yeah. No, they definitely are. Gigi, so you've had the Y2K bimbo thing for a minute, but didn't you start off with like a slightly different aesthetic and niche before that?
Yeah, kind of. It was definitely still more on like the girly side. But I was definitely more going for like a e-girl type look because I started back in the premium Snap days. So back when the memes were like, oh, I'm gonna add your Snap and report you to the IRS. Like, oh my god. oh man, the good old days. So yeah, I was definitely going for more like the pink hair. I would wear like wigs and stuff, and I just do full natural now. I definitely stopped doing more like the kawaii stuff and went more into like an Americanized Y2K, like very Sharpay or something like that, or Regina George.
Exactly, like just doing kind of what feels genuine and like good to you. Like I think that's always the best when it comes to finding a niche.
Yeah, see, I definitely think when I was trying to wear like more wigs and the over the top stuff that I was like hiding a lot of things or trying to be something I'm not, and I kind of started to embrace more like showing off my natural hair and just kind of going with what I like more than what I thought was popular at the time. And it really started to work out because I feel like people started to notice how happy I was and actually enjoyed making my content. And I feel like people really grasped onto that.
I love that. That is lovely. That's advice that I think everyone should definitely consider, take to heart with creating and finding what feels good to you. Do what you love.
There is a niche for everybody. Do not try to stick with what's popular. Do what you enjoy doing.
Exactly. Yes. That's honestly like advice number one. That's always what I tell people. I'm like, do what feels right to you. Also, foraying into this with your aesthetic and kind of niche, do fans ever try to assume things about you or try and play games with you because of your look? And how do you kind of deal with that?
Yeah, definitely. Especially being a blonde, you know how some guys can be, they see a blonde and they think, oh, she's dumb. But actually, I'm not dumb. I'm quite very smart. Despite what society likes to say about us.
Exactly.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Despite what society likes to say about a girl like me. and it's pretty funny, like stumping those guys too, whenever they try to talk down to me or something. And they realize like, oh shit, she's actually more than I bargained for. They get kind of intimidated.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, incredible. Yeah, the block button exists, and don't deal with people's bullshit. Like, honestly, do not deal with an energy vampire.
Do not listen to those losers who say that blocking people is weak, because that's literally Delulu. I'm sorry. You cannot think that being cut out by people around you is you winning. I'm sorry. That is beyond me.
Yes. And it, like, it's all about saving. Save that peace, save that energy. Like, oh my God, that is a most important number one.
Exactly. Just keep your peace. You do not have to give your energy to anybody who does not deserve it.
Precisely. I love that. And then what else? Okay. I too started in the premium snap time back in the day, back in like 2020. How did you, what was the first platform you used when you were like, I'm kind of done with this premium snap thing. Like, I'm going to do something beyond this.
Oh, that's actually a really good question. I've never actually thought about that, because I did kind of continue doing premium Snapchat even after I joined like ManyVids and OnlyFans for a while. But then I think it got to the point where Snapchat just kept deplatforming sex workers over and over and over. And I was like, I am so tired of re-adding all of my members and subscribers. So I just gave them all like free trials to my OnlyFans and was just like, sorry, I'm never coming back to Snapchat. Move to my OnlyFans if you want to see me every day.
Valid. Super valid. I agree with that.
So this goes to you guys, platforms who want to deplatform sex workers. We're just going to leave. We're not going to keep trying, and you're just going to lose people.
And like Snapchat especially, like even now, I feel like I got away with, well, I guess it was a private story, but I got away with a lot more back in the day, and they are crackdown. Yeah.
That's like half of the members on Snapchat. Why do people even think that people have Snapchat? Like,
yeah, literally. That's what it's all about.
That's the whole point. Like, I want to say at the very least, 50% of Snapchat members use it for some sort of sexual content.
No, for sure. Literally for sure. And it's still a big thing that people use. It's just like something that I did it so long ago and it was exhausting to keep track of. I'm like, oh, like whatever. Also, I just like, I don't know. There's pros and cons to using Snapchat, but it's just something I've kind of been like, oh, I can get paid better on platforms. Snapchat ain't paying me.
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Then what else? So I know that since you've been in the game for a while, you do a lot of custom videos and all of that jazz. What are some niches within that department, like fetishes and kinks, that you enjoy doing, like acting wise and creating those videos?
Ooh, that's actually a good question. I think the customs that I get the most are probably taboo, like family fetish, like stepdaddy and stepbrother role play, like that. And I think that's super fun. I love, you know, going outside of the box and doing some crazy things. And I have a guy recently who's been ordering a bundle of like whoopee cushion customs that I've never ever done before. And it's just so fun. I just get to bounce and smush whoopee cushions. And I'm like, dude, hell yeah. It's so fun. I love just getting like the creative customs that it's just like not something that I get every day. It's just like, huh, mm-hmm. Something new that I haven't done before. I love it.
I love that. No, for sure. That's a new one for me. I know there's like, fun fact, this one of my friends, I think it is Margot, who will be on here eventually, she gets a lot of like fart fetish ones. If you stick an empty enema bulb up your ass, that helps you fart, so you don't have to like keep going air in. Yeah, and just so blow the air in. I haven't tried it, but that is like pro tip that could change y'all's lives.
I was wondering how those girls farted.
What are you eating?
I was like, how are you doing it so consecutively? If I did like a fart video, it would have to be a compilation of
literally. And that's like so annoying to have to like film. It's like, oh my God.
I know. I know. I totally feel that. I hate doing that.
that's pro tip for anyone. Yeah, for real. But like, that's the nature of the industry. Like, it's like you're gonna get things that you might think are really weird, but it's like, yo, those people that have the craziest fetishes tend to pay the most and want these specific things.
Exactly. And it's so much fun. I don't know. There's people who think it's weird, but I think it's so fun.
It's so like, fun. Yes,
please pay me to fart on the camera. I want to do that.
Literally, please tell me. Yeah, but please make me tell you to sniff my dirty, like, gym pants. Like, yes. Whatever. Like,
make me put my socks in my mouth.
Literally. Yes, literally. Like, it's fun. It's a crazy world out here, but if you're willing to, if you love to act, like, hey, this is your world.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love role play. Role play is my thing. All, like, every video of mine is just role play.
You have, like, great stuff. Oh, and then also you do a lot of cosplays.
Yeah.
What have been some of your, like, favorite cosplays you've done?
Ooh, that's a great question. I just recently uploaded a set of me as Brandy from Brandy and Mr. Whiskers. Some lost media for you guys. And I have a group of friends who I go around the states with, and we cosplay. We just did Adventure Time, which is really fun. I got to be Princess Bubblegum. I got to be all decked out in pink like I normally am. Yeah, it was really fun. We also have done Pokemon, a bunch of different Pokemon. We always do nerdy stuff. We did Smash Bros and Animal Crossing characters. I just love it. I'm a huge nerd at heart, and my partner owns a nerd store, like a comic book store where he sells video games, Pokemon cards, stuff like that. So that's what we do in our normie lives. So it's all just one big nerd fest over here.
I love that. Yeah. And like, it's fun because it's like, if it's almost like inner child, like it's so silly. But it's like being able to dress up and like, and the fact that like, if you wanted to, you can make money off of it and like just make stuff and take pictures. People like that cosplay, but it's fun to do in general. Like, who doesn't want to dress up?
Oh, yes, exactly. Like, the modeling is just the bonus bit. I just love to dress up and go out and have fun with friends.
Exactly. Just in general. Yeah, definitely. And people in general, they just want that. I've always wanted to do that. What did we do? We did Powerpuff Girls once when we were together.
That was so cute.
That was super fun. I want to honestly, we did look good. I was like, those slapped, those costumes.
We really did.
I've always wanted to do, Buttercup, the black hair one.
Yes.
I'm like, damn, I want to be that for Halloween. Like, I'm inspired from, like, the porn outfits.
If we ever do, like, a Halloween thing together with Delilah or something, we should defo go as
I think
girls.
So, too. That would be fun.
So cute.
And then, oh my God, this is another question that just popped in my head. You have done your fair share of like expos, like Exotica and EVN. Do you have any advice for people that have never done those before and what to kind of expect and what your expectations should be for that?
Definitely just get mentally prepared, because it's pretty much, if you're going as a model, it's like nonstop working. So you're for like 3 days straight, whether you're at a booth or you're just going like to promote yourself, you're going to be talking to people nonstop. People are going to be coming up to you. People are going to want to be taking pictures of you because you're hot. That's why you make money. And it's basically just nonstop, but it's so fun meeting all the other models who are there and making friends and talking about the things that you don't get to talk about with your normie friends, because they don't quite understand what it's like to be in the industry. Mm-hmm. And I just love it. That's pretty much my favorite thing, is going and making new model friends.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've only done one so far, but we're both gonna be at Exotica New Jersey, which I'm really excited. We get to see each other again.
I know.
Woo!
I'm so excited.
And then just Edison, New Jersey, city of dreams, truly. But
the city of dreams.
It's kind of a New Jersey Convention Center. So how do you go? Truly. How do you go about doing, like getting like a model pass? How does that process work? How do you get like a company? How do you go on behalf of a company, or can you just go by yourself?
You can go by yourself. I believe there is ways to, like, some, I know, like, XBiz, you can just, like, apply, give your social media handles and your websites or whatever, and they'll look at you, see whether or not you're actually a verified creator, because you know how many people will just make an OnlyFans that day and be like, look, I'm on OnlyFans. They'll actually look at your accounts and see whether you're established or not, and then they'll give you a pass. But I think for stuff like AVN and Exotica, you either have to reach out to a company to be a part of their like sponsored girls or whatever, or a company will reach out to you. Like whenever I went to Exotica Chicago, I had a booth called Signatures After Dark reach out to me to just be there for a day or two and put out some prints to sell, sign autographs, talk to people. And I got a whole pass for all 3 days and it was fun.
I love that. It's definitely like extreme. It's first of all, work trips are tax write-offs. But second of all, I would not have met Miss Gigi if it wasn't for me going to XBiz. It is invaluable. Like truly, it is one of the best things you can do in this
literally,
industry.
Literally, I don't even remember what happened. We just like met each other at the pool and just never left each other's side.
We just never left each other's side. It was instant. We were like, all right.
It was awesome.
And then now we're seeing each other for a third time in Little New Jersey. And it's just, it's going to be a blast. But it's like you meet these people, you see who in person you vibe with. And like, that's the cool thing. It's
sometimes
like that real
vibe.
You
click like that.
Yeah. You click and you're like, wow, okay, we're like besties in this world.
I know,
and it feels
right?
very validating. And you feel less alone.
And the fact that we actually make it happen to continue to go to trips together, that's how you know it's real. It's not just the trip vibes where you're like, oh, yes, we're friends in Miami, but then never talk to each other ever again.
Yes, exactly. It's like so cool to, we have like a group chat with a few of us. Like, it's a whole beautiful friendship thing. And it feels good to like have.
It really is. Like we blossomed a great friendship from XBiz. So shout out to XBiz.
We'll be there. Hey, please take the jump. If you're afraid, don't be afraid. Like everyone is so nice and beautiful.
XBiz is where it's at. If you are an established creator and you want to go and meet people and vibe and not have any fans there, unlike Avian and Exotica, XBiz is the place to be. It's industry only and it's so nice.
Yes. XBiz, Mike, and me. And beautiful experience. 10 out of 10. I went as a fairly small creator and I would not have been working at Manx doing this podcast right now. I would not be a part of this. I would not have met Gigi. Beautiful place. And then, what else? Because you go on a lot of trips to travel for work. You've worked with studios before. How did that begin to happen? What was like your foray into studio work?
I kind of just got reached out by a studio on Twitter and I was like, should I? And so I kind of thought about it for a while and then I kind of made the decision to go ahead and do it. I was like, this could be actually fun and good for me. So I stepped out of my comfort zone and I got my first couple bookings with a studio in Miami. And now I love it. I love being featured at different places and on different platforms and sites. And I've been put in some DVDs and I think a magazine or two. And it's really fun. I'm like, whoa, this is actually really cool. But I also still continue to do my mini vids and OnlyFans just the same.
Yeah, that's cool. Have fans reach out to you and been like, I found you from this video, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I actually have had some people find me and like subscribe to my OnlyFans and message me and be like, hey, I saw you on this platform. I didn't know that you did studio stuff. That's so cool. And I'm like, whoa, that's really cool that people are finding me.
Yeah, it's working. The marketing is working.
Yes, it's working. Ah. The plan is working.
And then
my
how do
evil
you
plan is coming together.
True, it's coming to fruition. And then when it comes to studios, I know there's sometimes controversies with certain like creator houses and studios. What is the vetting process with that? Like personally, how do you go about determining whether like someone who's going to work with you or a studio is like a good vibe or a bad vibe?
I personally don't think I've ever done a creator house. I follow, I think, one or two that I've seen a couple of my mutuals work with. So usually I go off like my mutuals, people that I've interacted with, and I know that they have good judgment. If I see them working with someone, then I have it in my brain, okay, if this person is working with them, then that makes me have some good vibes and give them a chance. But usually, like, it really all depends how they go about their booking. Like, there's ways to be professional about it and unprofessional about it. Like, asking, for example, like, if they're actually asking you for paperwork and such, some people just be like, come over. Like, no, we have a lot more to discuss before I just come over. So, yeah, you can tell if they're being, like, super nonchalant about it. Rather than like super professional and like caring about their business, then yeah, bad vibes.
It's no good. Follow your gut, honestly. And that's good. It's like, it's good to meet people in this industry. It's all intuition and like trust, you know, yeah, trusting that network that you have. That totally makes sense to have that and be like, yo, if that girl's work with that person, I can trust like that. Amazing. I love this. Okay. Trying to think. Any advice that you have for new creators?
Just honestly, just be yourself and do what you love and don't let society or normies or anybody, especially a man, tell you anything about yourself. Like, don't let anybody tell you anything bad about yourself because of the type of content you make, whether it's fetish or vanilla or just being a nude model or OnlyFans girl, porn star, any of the labels you decide to go by. Don't let anybody tell you that you're wrong for doing so, because you're not. And we got you, and we stick together.
Yes! Yeah, the cool ones, the authentic ones, are sticking together
exactly.
Out here. And we're supporting and loving each other no matter what different thing we do. Like, Gigi and I, opposite aesthetics, you know?
Exactly.
But, hey, besties. We do, yeah.
Every bimbo needs her goth girlfriend.
Exactly. The yin and the yang, baby. That's so true. Don't let anyone beat you down. And I had one more question.
Gotta have thick skin for sure.
You will be called every name in the book in this industry, and you gotta let it roll off your back. The people that are gonna hate on you have sad lives. If you're hating on a porn star on the internet, what the hell are they doing? They have nothing going for themselves.
I have never once felt bad because of their words, because I know that they're literally beneath me. If
literally.
I wouldn't take advice from someone, why would I take criticism from someone?
But, hey, there you go right there. That's the kicker. incredible. Oh, and then one last question. You have a lot of social media, like on TikTok and stuff, about being neurodivergent. How do you go about keeping your mental health in check, keeping your boundaries in check, just keeping your mind in check in a world that's not always built for neurodivergent people? And yeah, just kind of that vibe with your career.
Honestly, just listening to my body, taking breaks when I need, like, just not listening to what other people say. If I want to take a break for like a week because I'm physically and mentally just not feeling it, someone wants to call me lazy, they're probably not dealing with the same exact issues, because someone in my community would be like, you should take 2 weeks. Like, so
Just know, whenever people judge you, it's because they have never experienced what you experience. And so, yeah, just listening to your body. And, you know, if you're tired, don't push yourself. Like, it's really, really important not to push yourself, especially in this industry. And if you are actively having sex on your shoots, like, whether it's with yourself or with other people, you do not want to push yourself, because then that's where things can go bad. You don't want your relationship with this industry and your relationship with sex to not be good. And that's all we want, is to have a great relationship with sex, with the people around us, with nudity, and always have good vibes and consent and open-mindedness and just love.
Yes, I love that. I think it's important, especially, like, I feel like a lot of people that go into this industry are neurodivergent to some extent, whether they have autism or ADHD or something of that nature. It's the freedom that allows us to have our free schedules and make our own career. And it feels good. Like, a 9-to-5, I know I'm never cut out for. Like, I could have a fruitful career in another industry, but I don't want to. I want to have this freedom. That's amazing. Take care of yourselves. Listening to your body is so real. Like, burnout is real, and it could keep you out of commission way longer than if you just allowed yourself that break.
It so is.
Yeah. And it's, some days I wake up and I don't want to.
Exactly. You don't have to go to every event. You don't have to go to every party. If you are tired, it is okay to skip the dinner event. It's okay to skip the after party. You don't have to do every single thing.
I think that's everything. We got a lot of stuff. Where can we find you, Miss Gigi?
You can find me and all of my sites and socials, my porn, my Instagrams, everything from all of the above at thegigisweets.com, thedgsweets.com. And that's where you'll find every single thing that I have to offer.
Yay! Love that. And once again, this is Minx. This is our lovely podcast. And to find our stuff, it is minxdigital.com and Minx Social, but M-I-N-X Social. So yeah, hope everyone has a beautiful, lovely day. Follow Miss Gigi, follow me, ViolentWinter666 if you want. We are plethoras of knowledge. And if you ever run into us out at one of these thingies, these little expos or whatever, please say hi. We're both very nice people.
Yes, we're really nice people, I promise.
We wouldn't be friends if we were mean people.
Exactly. Only good vibes.
Only good vibes up in here. All right. Goodbye, everyone. Take care of yourselves.